Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Protracted legal battle with one remaining car park in Dublin Airport, which wasn't controlled by DAA. It was sold to the German giant APCOA and opened a year ago this week under the brand Park to Travel. The company says an estimated 4,000 cars park there every week and then get a shuttle bus to the terminals. But room for expansion is limited by the physical footprint of the car park and the number of shuttle buses on the go. Neil Cunningham is the managing director of APCOA here in Ireland and operates the Park to Travel in Dublin Airport. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Joe.
How's the year been for you guys?
Yeah, Joe, it's been a fantastic year for us. It's been a very quick year. We launched last year on the 10th of March, 6,000 car spaces into the market, hadn't traded in 5 years, came to the market with a new brand, Park to Travel. And we've been delighted with the success of the site to date. We've spent the last 12 months looking to get to know our customers, get to understand the market, and we're now celebrating our 250,000 customer booking with us and arriving on site during the month of April.
So it's been a great year. So 250,000 vehicles have used it in that time. How many buses do you have operating at any one time doing the shuttle service?
So presently we have a bus service frequency of 12 minutes, and this is a big factor really, and the feedback from the customer. We've worked hard and we encourage all our customers to feedback or the good points and the bad points to us. Our bus service is, we have 5 buses running, 12 minute frequency. One of the issues that we had is that we only had front door buses because of the restriction we had coming to the market very quickly. We are now launching new buses coming into the service in early May, 5 new buses, and we'll have middle doors, which is a big bugbear with the customers regarding disembarking. So they'll hit our service on the first week of May.
Okay. Any thought of moving to electric buses, i.e. battery-powered buses, or perhaps even driverless shuttle buses?
Yeah, well, electric buses is something we'll definitely look at, given the delay and the launch period and time it takes to order these type of buses and the infrastructure required. It's not something we could apply immediately. So these buses that are coming at the start of May were ordered way back in January, February of last year. So the lead time for electric buses is much longer. The technology isn't there either regarding the power and the load and the capacity of these buses. So it's something we, APCOA, operate many car parks throughout, many airport car parks throughout Europe. It's something we're in discussion with other colleagues regarding how these electric buses and how viable they are. But as of now, they're still a little bit behind regarding the requirements for this site.
Yeah, you mentioned APCOA. They operate, I think, in 12 European countries and originated in Germany. What can we learn here from what they've been doing for decades in APCOA?
Well, I think the big thing is that every market is slightly different. This site has got particular advantages to it. It's very accessible to the airport. We've got dedicated bus lanes, a dedicated journey time of 6 minutes. These are all things that are very attractive to the customer. The customer really wants a very seamless and transfer from the time they arrive into our car park, the ease of access to get onto a bus, you know, as soon as possible. Everybody that arrives on our site, they want to immediately get to the airport. They're in a bit of a panic. So that seamless transition from the car to the bus to the journey time to the terminal building are essential. And you know, dedicated journey times to the bus to the airport is an essential part of the service for us.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned driverless shuttle buses. I that's a little bit off for you guys, I presume.
Yes, I mean, I think in our own car parks, we've got some. You know, we've done some work with Mercedes Benz over the years regarding driverless car parking itself within the facility, but driverless buses is something really that a little bit away, a little bit probably more medium term than short term. But I suppose another thing we're bringing to our bus service also is we're bringing real-time passenger information to all our bus stops for all our set down and pick up areas, and the customers will now be able to go through a QR code and see the time of the next bus. They'll probably see it coming, but obviously they'll be able to have the technology in place to see and predict the real-time passenger information regarding the time arrival. And also we have onboard announcements on the bus regarding all the set-down and pick-up areas. So that's the new feature that's coming with the bus network that we're introducing in the start of May also.
Okay, and what about the physical footprint? You've got a patch of land. There's only so much you can expand. And are you going to pave all the rest of it?
Yeah, so at the moment we have we have a tarmac area of over 500 spaces, and we have a type 2 surface on the rest of the car park of, you know, 5,500 spaces. So
which is not great if you're dragging big bags.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's not an ideal surface, and you know, we have plans to change that and to try and develop and expand that. And in fairness to our owners, we have worked hard with them over the last couple of months, and we have plans with them for the next couple of years to invest in the site and upgrade the facility and minimise that. Our target will be to try and minimise the interaction of people with the type 2 surface, that we call it, to expand and tarmac additional areas, but more so get more passengers through the tarmac area, the front, to try and offer an enhanced service there, to try and minimise the customer dealing with the extent of the far ends of the car park. So we'll try and introduce kind of new features that will have a sit-down pickup area for the car, and maybe block park cars in some of the extreme areas of the car park.
Well,
so that's something we'll work on, and we're working on with our client. We have plans towards the end of the summer in the medium term to try and enhance and improve that for the customer's experience and the customer journey.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. That's Neil Cunningham, the boss of APCOA in Ireland, who operates the Park to Travel car parking facility in Dublin Airport.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.